Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the show that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. Today, chairs, not stools. Chairs, people. Chairs. Not my first preference. Everybody I asked for stools. They didn't have stools. What were you going to say? Someone was going to say something?
Everybody else's preference.
Everyone, yeah. No, these guys are all young and healthy. These will be fine. Now, have we all heard the show before? Has anyone never heard the show before? Well, we're family now. We're good. Okay. What we're going to do now, I've gone on the internet today to see what people are saying about me online. And I found a new one. This is actually about me. This is about me. So on the website profileinfo.net, this is what they said about Josh Earl. Josh Earl is the most famous and most loved celebrity of all time. Then they also added he has a pure, loving, kind heart personality. Eat shit, everyone else. I'm cool. How cool am I? I'm the best. Anyway, okay, let's sit down. What I do is I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. Now, our first guest is stuck in traffic. He didn't know that Collingwood were playing Richmond today at the MCG. But he shares his resemblance with a statue in a Roman museum. Can you please welcome to the stage, it's Luke McGregor, everyone! Yay! Yeah, that's you. And that's you. How are ya?
Pretty puffed.
Yeah.
All right.
That's you.
I've got a bit of chin though, right?
Yes.
The future? I got out of my Uber because there's a traffic jam and then I ran. And I got one of those orange scooters.
Yeah.
And I pulled up in front of the thing and I said, you can't park here. I'm like, fuck yeah. So I drove around and I didn't know, it's in the river now, sir.
This is true. I actually thought another guest was going to come on just then. I actually thought Ben Russell was going to come on and do a Luke McGregor impression.
So he's very good.
I'll let you get your breath back. Thanks, Luke. All right, also joining is a comedian who shares their name with a senior partner of McNair Marketing while also publishing books of poetry. Same person. But the one we have here just was awarded the best newcomer at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's Frankie McNair! Hey, Frankie.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, hopefully it's all right. Me and Luke are on the kids' table over here, and you're...
We're dressed too similar to sit next to each other.
Me and Frankie were talking backstage. We're wearing the same shirt and pant combination. That's why I needed someone else.
Wow, we all spoke. These two are going to feel so fucking embarrassed when they come on.
Matching jumpsuits.
Now, Frankie, congrats on the best newcomer.
Thank you, I'm so brave. Thank you, I beat comedy. I did it.
Woo! Now, Luke's a previous winner of the award.
Did it change your life?
You'll never have to do a podcast like this again.
Yeah!
So sorry.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, our next guest shares his name with a UK police officer, but what we have here is the comedian Ben Russell, everyone!
Hello. It's pretty good to be here.
You got the chin right, too.
Yeah. It's pretty all right.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, how are you? When Luke came up the stairs in a puff, he said that I used a mobility scooter to get here. And I was like, I thought that he just pushed over some old person. I'm a comedian. Get out of the way.
I've got to correct my tweet, too. Cancelled.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, why is it a pleasure to be here for you? What have you left to come here?
Because I've been moving house today.
The worst job in the world.
Yeah. I used to do it as a job. Do you know this?
Yes, but it's not as bad if you're moving someone else's house.
That is true. It's still manual labor, which sucks. No offense, but why would I offend? I did it for like 7 years. Just go fuck yourself. When I used to not have such a big tum.
Now, I feel I can say this, Ben, as we're both quite, you know, average size men.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
When you turned up as the moving man, did anyone ever go, oh no, that's fine? Did anyone?
No. Because I've got the body of a thumb. So I'm like a big toe.
You were worried when I showed up to your house to help with a mobility scooter? Just checking on the back.
So I'm quite dense, like a white, white dwarf.
like a basketball player, like.
Yeah. I'm talking stellar, not an actual, just a white dwarf. talking like a sun that used to be just maybe a yellow sun or. A white sun, and then it's aged and it's gone from a red giant, and it's sort of expelled that sort of outer layer of gas, and then shrunk down into a sort of a white dwarf.
It's one of the longest WWE superstar entrances.
Hey, our final guest shares her name with a makeup artist in Marina Del Rey, California. One we have here, it's from the podcast Shut Up a Second and D&D is for Nerds, plus a bunch more. Please welcome, it's Cass Page, everyone. Hello, Cass.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm not wearing any green. Oh, no black. Oh, no.
I'm wearing black because I'm in the theatre. And that's what you do.
I've just realised that the Tasmanians are separated as well. That's good. I've done that well.
Luke and stay I over there.
As nature intended.
which part of Tassie?
Me and you, we're on this side. Oh, sorry. And we're separated from those three.
Oh, right. It's good to see you again.
He's on it. I reckon you're going to win this one.
It is. Now, what it is? It is a quiz about you four. So our first game today is called Social Me Media. I'm going to read out status updates by the four of you. Some of these are Instagram posts, hence the massive big screen. I'm not just going to play BTN if I get bored. Okay. If you think you know who wrote these posts, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. A point to the person who actually wrote it if you're incorrect. So, our first question is this one. You don't have to follow the road rules if you can see your house.
Ben?
Yes, Ben.
That feels like... Frankie?
No, it was Cass Page. Put them in the
house. I'm 50-50 there. I felt like one of you guys.
I crash my car a lot. But you'd never know.
Like into your house?
Yeah. I'm installing a garage.
You got like a net set up now. That
down here. What is the rule? You know when you see, well, you're driving 40 and then you see the 60. Can you go 60 as soon as you can see it, or do you have to pass it?
I think there's a legal limit. I think there's a legal limit they have to put the speed camera at. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't think they're allowed to put it right on the...
That'd be cool.
Yeah, like a second after.
Because I always think it's as soon as you can see it.
I've got one demerit point left.
Oh! Hell yeah.
Is it like a beautiful bottle of red you're waiting to pop it?
Yeah, what are you going to spend it on?
There was this one spot in the city that I would go 50 and it's a 40. Oh. And they got me numerous. Not once, not twice. Three, maybe four times. It's painful. I'm still working through it.
I've got a similar rule for... Oh, it's not similar, but it's a proximity-based rule, which is the closer you live to the supermarket, the less dressed up you have to get to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I used to live above a pub, and the amount of just UGG boots that pub saw, very upsetting. Yeah.
Like shoes and the rest is whatever.
Yeah, that's just kind of like, I came here. Yeah. Please feed me.
Was it fun to live above a pub?
You think it's going to be like a sitcom, but really, like, you just drink too much and have to deal with some stuff. Yeah. It's cute. It's like a late night sitcom at SBS kind of thing.
Because I used to live on the same street as a pub, and when they would close, people would come and just piss on our front doorstep.
Yeah, that was me!
Yeah, yeah.
Just
just marking your territory. Okay. all right. This one is a visual one. This post had this, and they said, it's very hard to get this tap just right.
Mamma mia.
Cass.
Yes, Cass.
Lou.
You are correct. Another point there for Cass, yes. Yeah,
I haven't showered since then.
Too much anxiety.
Yeah.
Can you explain this? How did you do this?
There's two. I don't know. I don't know.
It goes hot, not as hot.
I never
a bit colder, very cold.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.